When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is Jordan Smith, and I want to tell you about a show that's out today from our sister company, Topic Studios. It's called Running from Cops. It's from the creators of Missing Richard Simmons, but this time, instead of investigating a disappeared exercise icon, it's a deep dive into the longest-running reality show in America, Cops. It's the surprising story of just how much influence this show has had on the culture of policing in America, and how it has directly impacted the lives of those who appeared on the show. Here's a sneak peek of episode one. If you like what you hear, you can subscribe now. Search for Running from Cops wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to begin this story at the end of it, or almost the end, here in Spokane, Washington, where my producer Henry and I are in hour three of a Marathon City Council meeting.
I'm going to talk about the rumored tax increase on firearms and ammunition.
Jealous much? Now, some might say local government meetings are boring and really long.
I've been waffling on what I was going to speak on. I had several issues. I would just like to read.
On the other hand, some say they're really long and boring.
It's the Ten Commandments and been taken out of our laws. We have laws in the Ten. We have the Constitution.
But this one is about to get good, because the debate we are here for is up next on the docket.
Go to C-35593.
Ordinance C-35593 relating to reality-based police show program filming enacting a new chapter 10.56 to the Spokane Municipal Code.
Let me translate. They are about to vote on whether or not to effectively kick the reality show Cops out of Spokane. In other words, after 8 seasons of cops cameras in town shooting this?
You are under arrest. Do you understand?
For what?
For failing to stop when signaled by the police.
And this?
I was not naked.
I don't think that's really up for debate.
And this?
Get down on the ground! I'm gonna hurt you, buddy!
Some Spokaneites are wondering if their police and those cameras should be working together at all.
So I want to reiterate, I just want to finish by reiterating what
the crackdown on shows like Cops was Council President Ben Stuckert's baby. That's him. He thought the vote would be a piece of cake. Who's going to miss Cops?
This is the strangest piece of legislation that I've ever worked on.
He was wrong.
I have never, ever drawn the Twitter ire of reality show watchers across the entire country. But I guess there's a first time for everything. So let me be clear. Cops is a television show. It's not law enforcement. Filming somebody where you make a profit is not a right.
Now, right now you might be thinking to yourself, Cops, Cops, is that show still even on? You have no idea.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised.
Cops has been on television for 3 decades. There have been over 30 seasons, over 1,000 episodes, with a new one premiering each week still. Cops is one of the longest-running primetime shows in the history of television, scripted or unscripted. Longer than The Simpsons, Law & Order, all of them. The format couldn't be simpler. Follow real police officers interacting with, and usually arresting, real citizens.
Stop! Right there! Stop!
In fact, Cops was arguably the first real reality show. It premiered 3 years before The Real World.
Don't move! Don't move! Stay on the ground! Stay on the ground!
And 15 years before The Apprentice, the show that reimagined Donald Trump as the definition of success.
What are you trying to climb out of the house for?
Now, 30 years after its birth, Cops is the great-great-grandmother of reality TV, just sitting there, rocking back and forth, and the whole family wondering, how is she still alive? But that's Grandma's big secret. Not only is she alive, she's everywhere. Consider this. Cop Still airs a new show every week, but it's also in syndication on cable, where it reruns in blocks, episode after episode after episode. On some days, it is on 16, sometimes 20 times. It was on 70 times in one recent week. A constant drumbeat about policing in America. Something else to consider? These guys. I found this video on YouTube. It was made pretty recently. It's two kids who recorded themselves playing cops. Not cops and robbers, but cops.
Oh, there's the suspect right there. We're gonna chase him down.
They're maybe 10, 11. They're in a big field in the country. One kid is driving around in an ATV, that's his cop car, and he's chasing his buddy, who is the suspect.
Get down on the ground!
Mimicking perfectly the language and the cadence and the tactics of the police on a show that was launched before these kids were even born.
Get down on the ground now!
In fact, these kids were born around season 19 of Cops.
So, why were you running tonight? Huh? Why are we running?
So whatever message Cops is sending?
On your knees. Hey! Stop resisting!
Message received. And I don't want to make it all horror movie creepy, but...
Bad boy, what are you going to do?
Just Google kids singing the Cops theme song. You'll lose your mind. Here in Spokane, some in the community have had enough.
This cycle, this parade of people of color, people with disabilities, people in poverty, is not something our community needs.
I believe it is wrong to present as entertainment the actions of people who may be having the worst day of their lives.
And others, they want more of what they see as the truth of what their police have to deal with every day.
The shows do justice to our law enforcement officers. These gentlemen are under fire.
Show the people what we are. Don't be afraid of the cameras. I'm not.
Now, I don't like to brag, but I have watched a lot of Cops in my day. Way before this project started, it's why I'm so interested. Ballpark, I've seen maybe 500 episodes, No Judgments, Please. I wouldn't call it a guilty pleasure. It's certainly not a classy one, but I've always found the show captivating. Hugely problematic, for sure, but captivating. Now, I'm more than just a closet Cops watcher. Over the past 18 months, we investigated Cops. We meet the people who make it.
Cops is just what it is. You can't question it. It is what it is.
We talk to the officers who've been on the show.
I went from having 5 guys to 25 guys overnight, arresting 6, 7, 8 guys a month to arresting over 300 people a month. I mean, it was crazy.
We tracked down the suspects who had their worst moments broadcast for everyone to see.
It's only one-sided. They see one side. So all they see is that their taxpayers' money is going to pay to rescue some junkie that they probably think in their head isn't worth the shit.
We break down the policing you see on Cops, repeated over and over, that's framed as good police work.
Put your arms out. Oh, my. Put your arms out.
You can't do that. You absolutely cannot do that. That one right there is abhorrent.
And we go back to Spokane, where the successor to Cops has just showed up. A new policing reality show that's even more extreme, that you probably know nothing about, but it was the most DVR'd show of 2018. So someone's watching.
And I'm like, what? Mind blown. Like, that's not, to me, doesn't match with my value system at all.
Over the next 6 episodes, we are going to do for a dumb reality show what I think maybe we should have been doing all along. We are going to take Cops seriously. I'm Dan Taberski, and this is Headlong, Season 3, Running from Cops. So this is where the rest of the podcast goes, but you can't hear it here. Go search Running from Cops, subscribe, and you can hear the rest of this episode and the rest of the season, and we really hope you like it. Thanks.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.